The Gospels according to love. Mark chapter 10. Jesus on divorce. April 9, 2005. Jesus departed from that place and came to the coast of Judea by the river Jordan. The people again came in crowds to Jesus, and according to his custom, he taught them. The Pharisees came to Jesus, asking him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?" Jesus answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses suffered to write a bill of divorce to put her away." Jesus answered, "For the hardness of your hearts, Moses wrote you this bill. From the beginning of creation, love made them female and male. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. The two shall be one flesh. So they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore love has put together, let not man put apart." In the house of Jesus, his disciples asked him again of the same manner. Jesus said to them, "Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another commits adultery against her. If a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she commits adultery." They brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them. Jesus' disciples rebuked those who brought them. When Jesus saw it, he became displeased and said to them, "Suffer the little children to come to me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of love. I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of love as one of these little children shall not enter therein." Jesus took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. When Jesus went forth on his way, there came a man running who kneeled before him, asking, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none but good but the one that is love. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your mother and father." He answered and said, "All these I have observed since my youth." Jesus beheld him with love and said to him, "One more thing you lack. Go your way, sell everything you have, and give it to the poor. Then you shall have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me." The young man became sad at this saying and went away grieved, for he had much possessions. Jesus looked around about and said to his disciples, "How difficult for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of love." Astonished beyond measure, they said among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but with love all things are possible." Peter began to say to Jesus, "Lo, we have left all and followed you." Jesus replied, "I say to you, there is no one that is left in this house or family or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but they shall receive 100-fold now and this time houses and family and land, along with persecutions. In the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and last first. They were on their way going up to Jerusalem with Jesus before then. The disciples were amazed, but the others who followed were afraid. Jesus took again the 12 and began to tell them what thing should happen to him, saying, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Love shall be delivered to the chief priest and to the scribes. They shall condemn him to death. The high priest will deliver the Son of Love to the Gentiles. They shall mock him. They shall scourge him. They shall spit on him, and they shall kill him. Then on the third day, the Son of Love shall rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus, saying, "We would like you to do for us whatsoever we desire." Jesus said to them, "What would you have me do for you?" They said, "Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left hand in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the same cup that I drink of? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus says, "You shall indeed drink of the cup I drink. With the baptism that I am baptized with, you shall be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. It shall be given to them for whom it is prepared." When the 10 heard it, they were displeased with James and John. Jesus called them to and said, "You know that they who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. It shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Whosoever of you will be the chief shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Love came not to be ministered to, but to minister, to give his life for the ransom of many." They came to Jericho. As Jesus went out from the city with his disciples and a great number of people blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, "You, Son of Love, have mercy on me." Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried all the more, "You, Son of Love, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and commanded the blind man be called. They called to him, saying, "Be of good comfort, rise. Jesus calls you." He cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said to him, "What is it that you would have me do for you?" The blind man said to Jesus, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Immediately, he received his sight, and he followed Jesus along the way.